T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Atlanta, happy Halloween. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it's a Friday. We are looking forward to the weekend. We are looking forward to the Falcons going up and taking care of. Okay. Last night was disheartening because you saw that the Miami Dolphins are really a bad team. And, Mike, I don't know how the hell we lost that game last week. But everybody now is going, wow, all right, Dolphins are really bad. So bad, Mike, they fired their general manager today, Chris Greer, instead of firing Mike McDaniel because he'd been there longer. But changes are already being made there, and last night was a debacle. And, guys, what we're telling you is this is why we were so confident that we were going to take care of business last week. And now here we go to New England on Sunday, Mike. I'd love to tell you they're going to take care of business. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Vrabel. You're going up. You know, it's amazing. You're going up against a guy who's going to have his team prepared. You know, Ramondre Stevenson is out, but they got another running back. We'll talk about their depth chart. And they've got a young quarterback who has got more starts than Michael Penix Jr. and is way further down the road, you know, in his second season than we hope that Michael Penix will get to where he is. But 15 touchdowns, 3 picks for Drake May. They're going to have a plan. They're going to exploit what Miami exploited against us. They have the horses to do what San Francisco did. So how do you plan B? I mean, I said it on Twitter today. It's a crossroads. Because if you go to 3-5, this team is not making the playoffs. Not in the NFC. I mean, guys, we're already down to like, you know, 11% or 12% to make the playoffs. You get to 3-5, you're not coming back from that. The Ravens at 3-5 are in a different situation. Because they're in the AFC, and that division is still very muddled. And the wild card picture is that they've also got Lamar Jackson. And they put on a show last night. But I want to see some imagination on both sides of the ball. I want to see some fight and some toughness. And this coaching staff, I mean, if I'm Arthur Blank, I don't know if there's been an ultimatum, that nothing's leaked to the media, but I would love to know how Arthur Blank feels. If you go up there and stink it up at 1 o'clock, then how I feel. I was ready to move on from the coach after last week.
I think a lot of people were feeling that, Mike. I certainly was. I wanted to fire everybody because I was just so frustrated with the way that this team came out and played. You know, it's funny. The Dolphins chairman of the board and managing partner, his name is Stephen Ross, puts out this statement, and it just makes me laugh. This morning, I made a decision along with general manager Chris Greer to mutually part ways. Mutually? Yeah. I don't know if it was mutual, but he does have a lot of respect for him because he relied on him, and he was there for a very long time. Mike said it as we were texting. I'm surprised he lasted this long. And the point is, look, there are teams around the league, you've already seen it, that are making changes with their football team's front office, with their coaching staffs. This doesn't last long if we don't get right. And the expectations are real. Coach Rod knows that. But I was just distraught last night watching that sorry-ass Dolphins team do exactly what we should have did to them. And, Mike, Lamar is like fresh off the couch. Lamar hadn't played in how long?
Like, I'm going on 3 weeks.
I mean, come on.
4 weeks, you count the bye. So, I mean, they've been out. So, you look at the Dolphins, and again, you never want to get into comparative scores because any given Sunday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they are the I think that's – and by the way, for Raheem Morris, and we don't know, not that they'd ever cop to it, but if there was a vibe that Dolphins 1-6, we got this, back in our building, I don't know where that complacency creeps in when you've shown the inability to be consistent. And Caden Ellis, we're going to replay some of that for you if you guys missed it from our conversation on Wednesday. He was as forthcoming as he always is, you know, talking about, you know, looking at guys in that room, getting some leadership and guys stepping up and saying, this is not acceptable standard. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do?
404-726-0929. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great Halloween so far. We know tonight many of you will be involved with the kids and activities and hanging out, and it's always a fun time. This is I call it a holiday. It's a holiday for us because we enjoy it so much, but it should be. Everybody should be off today. But nevertheless, be safe out there. Mike and I will have some fun conversations coming up throughout the course of the show. We were just out front talking amongst our show with Big O and Day Day about scary movies because I've got an It shirt on today. And we just started talking about the movies that scared the bejesus out of us, Mike. And we started naming all these movies, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, and I know you haven't gotten into it yet, but this Derry, Welcome to Derry, Ooh. Which is based on the sort of like the origin story of It, is unbelievable. And some people, I haven't seen it yet. My wife said it's amazing. The thing that scared me the most as a child, and it wasn't even a movie on a theater, theatrical release, it was the Salem's Lot with David Soul from Starsky and Hutch on CBS. And it was regular TV, and it scared the living bejesus out of me. And I'll never forget it. And even today, I can watch even pieces of it on YouTube. And it's like, just amazing. And what triggers you in the movie? So we'll get into some of that. And also some of our Halloween costumes from days gone by. I posted the photo of you and I as Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah, man.
From back, I think it was about 10 years ago we did that.
At least. Yeah. Look, and I know there's some great costumes. If you guys are dressed up at work, send pics.
Yeah, share it.
We'd love to see you. See what you dressed up as. 404-726-0929. You know what else scares me? This Falcon offense. And here's what's funny. I don't know if we mentioned this week, but we should talk about this, Mike, because Zach Robinson admitted that him and Dwayne Ledford, that's our offensive line coach, spent 30 minutes on the phone last Sunday night talking about why they weren't doing the things they needed to do. Not them specifically, but, for example, why guys were missing blocks. Why players weren't in the right place that they needed to be. You know what that is, right? Communication. Do you guys remember on Tuesday when I asked Dave Archer, Mike, when we were at Twin Peaks, and I said, hey, communication's been an issue, right? And Arch said, well, we've kind of gotten past that with the whole Michael Penix getting plays in. I think it's better. Well, it's not better if you've got your OC and your O-line coach talking about why guys are missing blocks and why people are not in the right place. That is communication. So these are the small things, guys, that have to get fixed. Everybody thinks like this thing needs an overhaul. It's the small things that we got to fix.
But and the thing that freaked me out when I heard those sound bites from yesterday's presser, they didn't do anything different. The Dolphins didn't bring anything different. It's not like the Dolphins like came up with a completely new look you had never seen or scouted. So that's why I have no confidence in this coaching staff. I mean, I'd have complete confidence in Ulbrich, but except for that San Francisco game when we didn't have enough guys or too many guys on the field, and we were too late to adjust on the fly with the JT Bertrand getting just burned in the passing game against Miami. So there's some fundamental flaws, guys. To me, it's organizational. It's systemic. It starts with Arthur Blank, and it ends with the product on the field. So I hope they can find a way. But this, I mean, that was the – I'll give you losing to New England. I won't give you losing to Miami.
No, not last night even made it worse. It just did. And that's why when we had a fit after that game last week and everybody's like, oh, it's not that bad. Did you see how badly they played last night? And we couldn't take advantage of that on our home field. That's why we're frustrated going into Sunday. Win the game, put us in the right frame of mind, go overseas – beat a really good Indy team, right, and we can talk in 2 weeks and talk about where this team is. That's the conversation I'm hoping to have. 404-726-0929. Mike, and to your point about the defense, Zach Robinson admitted also this week, and this is another thing, as we talked about last night in the Dolphins, that the Dolphins used a simpler system against us.
Yes.
A simpler system.
They basically that's what I'm saying. They deconstructed it. So I guess that does qualify as an unscouted look.
So here's the thing. This is his words, not ours, guys. Zach said that they did stuff from a defensive standpoint that we weren't expecting because they simplified their scheme.
But that goes back to what I've been saying for weeks now. Yes, Michael Penix needs to play better, line needs to block better, etc. Zach Robinson is in over his head. He doesn't know how to react. Do you think you're the first offensive coordinator who's been they're posing something we didn't. You got to pivot. What's plan B, Carl? That's my thing. There is no plan B. It's just panic. Panic mode. That's what I see.
Yeah, and by the way, he said they told him, not that we're aware of this, but he said that the coaches after the game, they were talking, and Zach said, hey, one of the reasons we did that is because of all the motions and movement with your offense, and we didn't want our guys to get confused, so we simplified things. In essence, guys, they beat us with a simpler style of defense. I mean, and you couldn't adjust to that. That was last week. Why does it matter? Because it leads us in to Sunday and what's going to happen and where this team goes. 404-726-0929. It's Mike Bell, ATL. That's Mike on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Real quick, both of us, separate occasions. I was on Nesson this morning, which is kind of early. They were like, yeah, can you go on TV? I was like, how early? But it turned out to be really good. But I will tell you guys this, and we're going to talk with BMAC, Bryant McFadden, who joins us on a weekly basis. He said last week after that loss, it was that the Falcons are looked at as a speed bump. That's what teams are right. looking at us now around the league. It's just a team that's in the way, not a team that's going to command the respect that they deserve. You got to earn that. But, Mike, when I talked to the folks up there this morning, it was – guys, they have a lot of confidence in what's going on with Vrabel, and why not? And Drake May and how well he's playing. Now, you mentioned their running backs not good. Don't get overly excited. Trayvon Henderson is really good. Yep. Their backup, I don't even know if he's a backup. They're kind of the tandem. He's really good, too. So, Mike, just because one guy is out doesn't mean that Henderson might not break us off for a buck 20 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, man, this is a conversation. You were on TV. I was on radio with our buddy Fred Toucher. Folks remember Toucher from 99X.
Good dude.
Who's doing a great job on the Sports Hub, new partner, Toucher and Hardy. And same thing. They were asking us, like, what's happened to the Falcons' run game? You know, they said Bijan's on pace for over, 2,200 yards from scrimmage. I said, he was. And we had the same conversation about the offensive coordinator, about the pressure Raheem is under, about the attitude. Talked about our audience. Our audience having no faith in this coaching staff to fix it. Memes now. You're doing the Halloween costume meme of Raheem Morris. Never a good sign when you become a meme. It's out there on the interweb today.
It is. No, I literally hit him back. I said, come on, dog. That's not right. Laughing emoji. It is funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
It's funny. Brandon hits us up. He says, I feel the need for speed.
Got a full flight suit with the Top Gun helmet. Very nice. With the Maverick over the, look at that. That's tight.
That is tight. I like that costume, man. That's good stuff. You can send us and tweet at us or text us, however you want to send it. We'd love to see what you're dressed up as today if you are dressed up at work or maybe you're at home getting ready for tonight to take the kids out, however it is. Hey, BMAC's going to stop by. We're going to talk to him later in the show. We're going to go to New England. We're going to talk to our buddy Ben Volen, who does a great job of covering the Patriots. We'll ask him about all this stuff and where they're at right now, because I think that's the only injury that is affecting them this weekend, pretty much, right? Meanwhile, Mike, we got to look at our injury report.
Yeah, because we all assume Penix Jr. is going to go. Video, thanks, Mike and Carl, of Drake London catching the football. Now, again, it's not like they're doing, guys, I don't know how this works. They're not going full pads on a Friday. He's running, he's catching a ball, he looks fine. And hopefully Drake will be able to make some plays, because if we can't run the football and all the things we thought was going to come from the running of the football, we're going to be dead in the water against that attack.
Rest in peace, Bushwick Bill. Used to party with him. Crazy dude. Crazy dude. This is one of my favorite all time. And you know what? It is a perfect Halloween song. All right, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're coming back. We'll talk to BMAC from CBS Sports next. It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe. BMAC's going to join us here in just a second, but Mike and I need to discuss this real quick, because I just hit him back and said, come on, T.Y., what's this mean? Trae Young has just posted, we know he's not playing tonight against the Pacers, but this post reads, God never makes mistakes. It is a picture of Trae right before him being introed, so, this could be any game.
Right.
But then there's a quote, Mike, a righteous man falls seven times and rises again. Proverbs 24:16. Mike, I could take this and run with it a million ways.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was my reaction, Steve Holman. No, I just put it out on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, Carl's Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. I said, I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but when you get biblically cryptic, it makes me nervous about the seriousness
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Of this injury.
I don't. want him to turn into A.J. Brown, Mike.
I mean, but again, you know, God, so when you, oh, let's break it down. God never makes mistakes. So something which might not have been anticipated, a fork in the road.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Road, yes. An issue which may cause you some travail. So, okay, so how long is that going to be? So that's why when I'm reading this, my first reaction is it's going to be out for a minute.
And the Hawks are in deep, deep doo-doo.
Look, I mean,
it looked awful when he smacked into Mohammed. It was gay, right?
Yeah, it was Mohammed.
When he smacked in, I mean, it looked bad, you know? And then later on, he walks off under his own power. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, We're not trying to be alarmist, but it's just, and if you know how athletes, you know, play it on social media and give you some inner feeling or inner vibe, and sometimes it's cryptic like this, sometimes this is bad.
Has he not posted since this injury? Is this his first one?
That's it. It's all over.
All right.
That was 11 minutes ago Trey put that up.
Come on, T.Y. We need to know something, man. Like, let us know. We're out 5 weeks. Let me know.
And the Hawks are in deep, deep doo-doo.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
More about this coming up. Let's talk to B-Mac from CBS Sports. He is an NFL analyst. B-Mac, I got to be honest with you, bro. You know I love you. But you called us a speed bump last week. That was so insulting. You said the Falcons were just a speed bump, just a team in the way. No comment?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Am I wrong?
No, you're, no. Look, you're
not right now.
No, you're not. And look, when we heard you say this, Mike and I were looking at each other like, B-Mac, okay. No, you're not. And let's start there, though. Your perception of this team and what you're hearing around the NFL before we get to this game this weekend and what's going on around the league. Perception.
It's confusing. It's confusing with the Atlanta Falcons. It's annoying. And the emotional roller coaster. And I said, you know, after losing to Miami last week, Atlanta, they have two of the most embarrassing losses in the entire NFL in terms of how they lost to the Carolina Panthers, the final score, and then seeing what happened last week at home against Miami. Like, for that team, when you talk about the talent, that should be a playoff caliber team. They should be a playoff caliber team. But for them to have these letdowns, they play with your emotions so much, Atlanta. The city does not deserve the emotional roller coaster they endure with the Atlanta Falcons. You lay down against Carolina, and it happens. We understand that. You bounce back against a championship caliber team in the Buffalo Bills just to lay down again to the Miami Dolphins. And get this, what we watched last night makes that loss even more disheartening. We got to do a case study in how that happened. Did you not watch the game last night? Did y'all watch? Miami?
Oh yeah.
Listeners, did you watch Miami against Baltimore? That's the same team that put 30 plus points on the road against Atlanta. That's the same team, even with Kirk Cousins playing, even with the injuries. You still supposed to find a way to win that ball game. And if you lose, lose swinging.
Mm-hmm. Well, B, and here's the thing we talked about. You know, the Dolphins basically broke it down, deconstructed their defense. It was so simple that Zach Robinson couldn't understand it. That's basically what we heard from our offensive coordinator. He and the O-line coach spent 30 minutes on the horn going, what happened? So, I mean, to me, it's like you're getting out-coached, you're getting out-schemed. And we've talked about this before. I'll ask again. In the NFL, there's a plan. The plan goes south, you got plan B, right? There's counters. If you can't counter, you're dead in this game.
And that's the thing, for Zach to make that statement in week six, week seven. No, you can't do that. Week one, that's the week when there's the week of unknowns. Right? You don't know exactly what you might see from the opposing offense, might not see from the opposing defense. Right? But by now, there's a lot of tape out on any team you play where you should have a nice sense of what you're going to get. It doesn't make any sense, man. It doesn't make any sense. And I felt like before the season that Atlanta was a playoff caliber team. I don't feel that way anymore. I don't, because of the ups and downs. Good teams find a way to bounce back. And good teams, playoff caliber teams, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat. I understand there's no such thing as a sure thing in the National Football League because it's so competitive. But you should find, when you look at some of the great teams in national, the playoff caliber teams in the NFL, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Bryant McFadden, our guest, guys, as we talk about all things around the NFL. Ravens do get on track. Miami, by the way, fires Chris Greer today. Is just this the start? They say Coach McDaniel will finish the season, but is he there after the season? Is that done?
You know what? It depends on how they finish the season. They've shown some bright spots, you know, here or there. Beating Atlanta was a bright spot. They lost to Buffalo, but remember, that game was very, very competitive going into the fourth quarter. So it's all about how they finish the season. But firing Chris Greer doesn't sit well with Mike McDaniels, in my opinion, because Chris Greer was a part of that the masses who brought in Mike as right. The head coach. So we have to see how it plays out with Miami. But one thing we know, it's going to be an uphill battle. I mean, they got the Buffalo Bills coming up, right? And then after Buffalo, they have Washington. So, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle the rest of the way. But at least we know he will, as we hear here today, he will remain the head coach moving forward. But anything can happen.
Right. And if you don't know the history, they went through a number of coaches down there. Adam Gase got a shot. Brian Flores, I had heard from friends in Miami that he basically went behind Brian Flores' back with Stephen Ross when all that went down. So this guy had nine lives as a GM. Mike McDaniel, though, I'm with you, B. It makes no sense to me, unless they don't feel there's anybody who can step up other than maybe the D.C. and take over.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you're Stephen Ross, you already know it's a wasted year anyway. The season is over. You know what? Doesn't make sense to clean house right now. At least have someone in place where he can get some type of serviceable product on the football field and make the big time decisions once the season is over.
All right, B, let's talk about what else is going on around the league and looking ahead to this weekend. It's going to be another interesting weekend. By the way, where are you headed? Are you in studio? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm actually heading to Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right. And that's an interesting game.
Course, Pittsburgh hosting the Indianapolis Colts. We're doing our Super Bowl 40 reunion, 20-year reunion.
Oh, cool. Wow.
This weekend. So, the old gang is getting back together. So we get a chance to fraternize and have a good weekend and watch the game on Sunday.
Well, that's interesting, because that's a game that I'm actually going to pick the Steelers to cover, put me down. They've lost their last two. Was that the Bengals game? Should have won that game.
Goodness.
Then last week, right, Jordan Love comes out, and you saw what happened. Colts are due. Here's the problem. We're up next. If the Steelers beat them Sunday, which again, with all that going on, being we were not familiar, we did not know all that was happening behind the scenes, there'll be a lot of energy there with the old timers there and everybody hanging out. But the Colts are due to lose one here. And if they do, then we're up next in Europe. But let's talk about another team that I want to get to this weekend. And of course, as we look at these matchups, Chiefs-Bills. Who is this a must-win for more? Is it more of a must-win for the Bills or the Chiefs proving, hey, we are back, we're healthy, and we're everything we thought that we could be?
It's more of a must-win for the Buffalo Bills, and here's why. Who has stopped the Buffalo Bills from getting to a championship in postseason play?
The Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs have shown the ability in the more critical moments to be the better team. Pat Mahomes has shown the ability to be the better quarterback. So if you're the Buffalo Bills, this is a team that you do believe you will see in postseason play. And you need to find a way to strap up as many wins as possible. Anytime you play against the Kansas City Chiefs, you need to find a way to win. And then also, too, with this being a regular season matchup midway through the season, this is very, very critical in terms of playoff seeding. Right? It's very, very critical in terms of playoff seeding. You would love to have the opportunity to have everything come through your house in the playoffs. And if not everything, if you can't get the top seed, you would love to have the second or the third seed, mostly importantly, the second seed. So for Buffalo, this is all about building confidence against the Goliath that you have yet to slay in postseason play. So, yeah, it's all about Buffalo for me. They need this win more than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right, and I think Buffalo, I still don't think they use James Cook the way they should. He ran for 200 yards the other day against Carolina. But they don't use him vertically in the passing. They did once, but for whatever reason, Joe Brady doesn't do that. Hey, B-Mac, the rest of the AFC, the Broncos have a bunch of injuries this week. They got three starters that are banged up, and maybe that's why it's such a strange spread against the Texans. Is C.J. Stroud and the Texans ever going to get back in the mix? Seems like he's lost his way.
No, they won't get back in the mix. And for C.J., it's not C.J. losing his way. His offensive line is horrendous. His offensive line is bad. Remember, they were a bad offensive line unit last year, and they moved on from the best player off a bad unit in Laremy Tunsil. Remember, they traded him away.
Yeah.
And he was the one bright spot on a very, very bad offensive line unit. And they have really digressed from what we saw in 2024. So that has really hurt C.J. Stroud in terms of his consistency and production. They can't protect the quarterback for the quarterback. They can't run the football. But to your point, Carl and Mike, that line is very, very fishy. It's something up with that line. And I'll go back to last week. San Francisco visiting the Houston Texans. San Francisco was a 1.5, 2-point underdog. And I said the same thing. Why is the 49ers an underdog when you look at how good they played, when you look at how bad Houston played? And look what happened. Look what happened. So with that line being very, very fishy, man, I wouldn't be surprised if Houston do the same thing to Denver that they did to San Francisco. I wouldn't be surprised because they do have a championship-level type defense.
Right.
It's about the offense. Now, Denver has a high-level defense as well. They will be playing without Pat Surtain Jr., if I'm not mistaken, so that could be an issue. But that line already showing that the Houston Texans are a favorite, man, they're telling us something fishy is going to happen in that ball game like we saw with the 49ers and the Texans.
B-Mac, before we let you go, I got to get you on record because I know that you have a good relationship with Mike Norvell. But do you think he's there at the end of the season? Because we're seeing coaches being fired and paid out. Brian Kelly is the latest. What do you think about your program?
Well, I'm hearing it sounds like Alford, our AD, is back in Norvell. I saw a statement coming from Alford saying that, you know, the positive wins, the quality wins that we have, and the narrow losses is a sign that we're going in the right direction. Number one, that doesn't make any sense.
No, he's lying.
That's not good. But it sounds like he's back in Norvell. So I think he's going to try to ride with Norvell. Now, I say that today. We have Wake Forest tomorrow. If there's a horrible loss tomorrow.
Hey, B, I would never ever bet against Florida State or suggest people to, but Wake getting 10.5 from a team that hasn't won an ACC game in nearly 2 years?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Carl,
all right.
I'm giving you my answer today.
I got you.
Now, tomorrow, tomorrow, when college football is over and done with, the day is, who knows? But right now, I think they're willing to stick with them. You know, we have to wait and see, but it's not a good situation, man. It's not. It's not.
All right, man. Good stuff. Enjoy Pittsburgh, brother, and seeing all the guys. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we will talk to you next week. Thanks again, B-Mac.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, you saw what happened to LSU's athletic director. A lot of folks at Florida State say giving Mike Norvell a vote of confidence means you should be fired when he gets fired. Talking about Michael Alford. So they just did this, you know, multi-million dollar improvement to the stadium. Folks put a lot of money into it. Okay, me too. You can't imagine the level of frustration, Carl, right now.
Oh, I probably can. Hey, man, coming up, we'll talk about what else is going on as we get you caught up with the Daily Download. Hawks in action tonight. Trey Young's cryptic social media.
And the Hawks
post.
Are in deep, deep doo-doo.
It's yeah. Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell on Halloween. Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Thanks to B-Mac for stopping by. Mike, before we get into some other news, we mentioned the Hawks are playing tonight. And coming up, by the way, next hour, we'll get into some other NFL news and notes in our 4th and 1 segment. Also, the picks of the week are on the way. And then we'll head to New England to talk to Ben Volen next hour from the Boston Globe to find out the latest on the Patriots. But look, all we are doing with this Trae Young post is projecting. We do not,
right.
But beyond that, I don't know if that means next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We do not know. But Mike, again, we were both commenting on this this post that Trae Young put out. But the reason why we're anxious is because Trae hadn't put anything out since the injury happened.
Right. And as we said earlier, guys, all you can do is try to, you know, read between the lines. And, you know, if you are biblical scholars, you know, and you know your Proverbs 24:16, you know, get on it. But I mean, a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again. Starts off by saying God never makes mistakes, which generally, you know, in when other athletes of Trey's, you know, level of stardom have put something out there, that generally precludes or precedes, I should say, some bad information coming out that he's going to be maybe missing some time. Don't know if that's the case or it's only a week or two. But hopefully it's limited. But either way, it's got Hawks fans nervous.
Yeah, no doubt. So as soon as we hear or if we hear something, we'll let you know. I think going into tonight's game, maybe we'll find out a little bit more potentially. And that's a game you can listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game's at 6:30, tips at 7. What's up, Big O?
Just perspective here. A guy that follows the station didn't tweet this at us, but I'm searching Trey on Twitter right now just to see if there's any news that's going to break.
Yeah.
Guy by the name of at Carl No Winslow, Trey Young tweeting Bible verses. I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, exactly. When you said that this was out there, we were like, huh? What? And again, you know, look, I'm a God-fearing man. You can take scripture sometimes and use it in so many different ways depending on where your life's at. But when you're hurt, which we do know he's hurt, and you put this kind of stuff out there, it just makes people wonder, all right, maybe this is worse than what we anticipated. Either way, that's out there. 7 o'clock again tonight. Trey is out for this game. Meanwhile, Mike, the Hawks did exercise a third-year option for...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Zachary Richache. I don't think it should be any surprise, guys. Remember, he was the number one pick. I know it was anticlimactic, right? When he was picked because of, okay, is this Wimby? No, it's not. But he was a number one overall pick. And I think there's a lot of confidence in what Zachary Richache has shown, Mike, and he's going to continue to get better. I don't have any problems with the Hawks doing this. Look, they're trying to think about this long term while they're building right now around Trey. But we've talked about it. If Jalen stays healthy, Zachary, and of course Dyson Daniels, all those guys are going to be key moving forward with your core nucleus.
Right. And we like, you know, this team. I mean, everybody was raving about the moves made in the offseason, you know, from NAW and Kristaps Porzingis, everything else coming together. And now we've had a bit of a struggle with, you know, the defensive concepts, I guess, Quinn Snyder's trying to get these guys all on the same page with. Preseason is like, you know, it goes by in a flash. So hopefully that gets better. But, you know, if, without Trae Young, you're dead in the water. As you said,
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rishashi. Zachary Rishashi.
It's Rishashi.
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 That's and great.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Who was that again? Holiday. Who was that again?
Udonis Haslam.
Udonis Haslam. I love you, man. You man was off the chain on that one.
Oh, he didn't care.
You know, Rosh Hashanah and all.
He did not care. Yeah. What was this dude's name again? No, he's really good. I like him a lot.
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Zachary Rishashi.
Rishashi.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year, guys. And it is our daily download. It's brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start right now. Mike, let's talk about LSU real quick. They fire their athletic director, Scott Woodward, following criticism from the governor, Jeff Landry. Now LSU's interim athletic director will have full authority to hire the Tigers' next head coach. Now, here's what's funny. Do you guys think this is a puppet? Do you think this is really going to happen where an interim guy just gets on the job, Mike, and he's about to hire the biggest employee in the state?
Right.
Or are there other people behind the scenes going, this is the guy we're going to hire, and you're just going to make the announcement?
Right.
Because that's what it feels like to me.
Right.
I don't think that – what's this guy's name? Osbury. Is that right? His name is Osbury. I think it's Verge. I'm not making this up. Osbury is the interim athletic director
at LSU.
At LSU.
Yeah.
They're
saying it's not going to be. I was joking around because in the past, you know, folks, the teachers and the folks out there said, yeah, you're basically taking money from education to pay off coaches, which is bad. That's generally not how it's supposed to work. Yeah. Unless you're a football factory in the deep south, that would be the stereotype outside the south. And they kind of, you know, obviously do this stuff that makes people say, yeah, that's how it operates down there. This one, they say, no, it's not going to be public. How do you pay off a coach? State school. You're paying off a contract that was signed by the state.
Yeah.
Either way.
He's a former LSU linebacker, right, by the way. So he's connected to the university for more than 30 years.
But they're gonna have to – and by the way, if it's not going to be, you know, and I think everyone feels certainly that you've got your guy lined up. And it's if you don't go and get the biggest name available, right, and let's be honest, Carl, there's only one guy. That's Lane Kiffin. Anything else is going to fall short.
Yeah.
And that's going to be I think it's going to eclipse Kirby's deal. I think it resets the coaches market.
I think they have to. Real quick, Day-Day, you said there's a possibility, and look, I don't want to get Georgia fans all upset, but Josh has done an amazing job, but that they might call Josh.
I mean, kind of like people wonder if that would be the first call that they would make. He is a LSU alum. And obviously, you see the job he's doing in Athens, right, at Georgia, so why would you not put that call in? The question is, would Josh Brooks actually want to step away from what he's got going on in Athens for, you know, a lot of people are perceiving what's going on right now at LSU as a blank show right now,
right,
especially with the governor having so much say in what claims to be his role.
Right. I'd hate to lose Josh, because Josh Brooks, I mean, dropping a guy who knows how to pass the hat. You've got everything where it needs to be. And, you know, just, you know, Jay Batt came in for Tech. You hate to lose him because that was, he was there at a crucial time to kind of get things right.
He was.
You know, we're still waiting. And again, I know the basketball program has dealt with a lot of injuries, but you like the moves that he made. So, yeah, that's a guy that, boy, let's hope that's not the case.
Well, yeah, and a lot of the coaches there wouldn't want him to go because a lot of them just got contract extensions. The track coach just got one. Coach Carroll, Mike White just got one. And basketball. So,
they're taking care of everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, I'll say this to Josh because we know you listen. You've got a head football coach that has things under control. You are going to leave if you were and go to a situation where there is more doubt than certainty. I don't know about you. I'm not going anywhere where there's more doubt than certainty. And right now, for Josh, it may not be the perfect gig, whatever that might be in his mind, but your certainty is well off the charts with Kirby Smart doing what he's doing right now.
Technically, that might not even be his hire. They may hire the football coach before they even bring Josh
Brooks
in.
This is so true. And by the way, these are rumors, guys. You know, I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. But this is what schools do. They call the programs, Mike, that are having the most success, and they go, we'd like to talk to that guy. So it's no surprise if Josh's name is being thrown around for the LSU job with the interim guy now, again, Mr. Ausberry, apparently having full authority to hire the next Tigers coach.
As a puppet for Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana.
No doubt about it. There's just no doubt.
Well, look, I mean, the governor, just like
the governor,
like we talked about it. You know, when you we've seen this before. Not everybody was on board with Billy Napier. Just look where that went. Not everybody was on board even with Brian Kelly at the time in Louisiana. And we always said it was a strange culture fit. Bringing in kind of a, let's be honest, an egomaniac, condescending Northeasterner down to Louisiana always felt like a bad fit. Especially when you don't make the college football playoff, right?
Would Brian Kemp ever do this? The answer's no. Brian Kemp wouldn't do this.
I mean,
I'm talking about our governor, by the way.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But I mean, but again, Georgia's house is in order. LSU's football house was not in order.
It was not.
And the athletic director, which, again, a lot of his constituents were not happy. You know, it's almost like, you know, Louisiana, it's like its own country. And if you know, you go all the way back to the Kingfish, you know, and all this. It's like the governor, you know, it's a different world. It truly is. So, yeah, folks were upset about this guy.
His press conference looked like a crime investigation press conference.
Right.
The governor's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I hope Ron DeSantis fires everybody in Florida State. Well, we're going to create a precedent.
You need another governor to step in.
We were talking off the air after we had Bryant McFadden on. Why would you give a guy who has clearly lost his way in Mike Norvell a vote of confidence? And say, we're going to wait till the end of the season.
No, that guy needs to be fired.
Especially when you feel there's a rush now. Everyone from Penn State to Virginia Tech. And again, my God, Virginia Tech, you're probably like 15th man on the totem pole trying to find a new head coach, right?
Yeah.
You want to get ahead of the posse and go get that dude.
If you are giving him a vote of confidence in what you've seen this year, you probably do need to be fired. The governor is running things down there. Anyways, that seems like it's a mess, but we'll see what happens.
And for those who don't know, I know I'm – I dare say a lot of our audience never heard about Huey Long and how things ran down in the 30s and forward. And well, hell, it's not that much changed since the 1930s, Carl, in Louisiana, if we're honest.
It doesn't feel that way
sometimes. As far as state government,
yeah,
right.
Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Hey, man, coming up, we will talk about what's going down in the NFL, the latest with the Falcons injury. We just got an update. Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call and react to every Falcons game brought to you by our friends at Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's Atlanta Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game. By the way, Blue Jays look to close out the Dodgers in the World Series tonight. Will they? You talk about closing it out on Halloween.
Ooh.
That game it's game six tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox, by the way. All right, I'll be busy. Hey, man, coming up, 4th and 1 next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.